Let's take a look at the committee itself. And the committee is, of course, a very powerful body, being now only 21, but representing 184, I think, states parties. So the committee is really powerful. In the convention, as you know, it was meant to be, the delegations were meant to be professional people. However, it is also an international treaty, so diplomats have always been involved, although I would say they have shifted more to being heads of delegation and spokespersons over time. That's been the trend. So the question really here is how you see that balance, how you assess the balance between the professional and the political, I guess, and whether what impact that has had on the decision-making.
Well, certainly when I started in 92, Santa Fe was the first committee meeting that I attended. I would have said the balance at that time was very much in favour of the professionals. I would have thought it was probably something like 80-20. I would have thought it's almost the inverse of that these days, or towards the end of my time anyway. There were far too many decisions being discussed at great length by people who really didn't understand the basic issues. My very first meeting, where ICOMOS recommendations were completely overruled. We recommended in 92, I mean, it got nothing. There was no protection, no conservation.
Which site was that?
What? Angkor.
Angkor. Oh, Angkor was in 1992, right?
It was 92. We got the nomination sent to us, I think, in August, September. And we were told that the Director General had promised that this would be dealt with this year. So we thought, okay. So I got in touch with the people from the École Française de l'Extrême-Orient, who provided me with all their files. I did a mission there, which was quite fun, you know, with guns going off in the background and whatever. It's quite fun. And it was clear there was nothing. There was nothing that is required. There was no law. There was no antiquities of administration. There was no conservation. There was zilch. And so we were having a bureau meeting in Sydney at the time. So I went to Sydney. I wrote my recommendation. I put it to the ICOMOS committee. I said, look, there is nothing. It must be deferred. Yeah, they all agreed. Unanimous. So I arrived in Santa Fe and I met our good friend Azzedine Bechaouz, who was chair, of course, for the bureau. And he said, what are you recommending? Yeah, he was
Carthage. Yes, yes, yes.
He said, what are you recommending? And I said, well, what else can we do but defer? Yes, yes, you're quite right. He said, excuse me, I must go because the DG is arriving. Oh, okay, so bye. So I had some lunch and then we had the meeting of the committee and this was virtually the only item on the bureau, the only item on the bureau. So I presented what ICOMOS was recommending and the chairman said, no, that's not possible. No, it must go on the list. I said, but it can't. No, he said, there is this. I said, there isn't. So he didn't have a vote. It's not his way. Bless him. I'm very fond of it. He said, no, I'm going to ask each member of the bureau, of the nine, to express an opinion. The first seven said, oh, no, it must go on the list. The last two, Thailand and US, said, no, we agree with ICOMOS. But anyway, okay, says the chairman, it'll go on the list. And I was sitting there, I was crestfallen, my first meeting. My Secretary General hadn't arrived because everybody was snowbound, if you remember, at the time of that meeting. So I was sitting there looking really disconsolate, and Wichin Charoen and that nice woman from Park Service, no, from Interior.
Jennifer Salisbury.
They sat on either side of me and they said, don't worry, we know exactly what to do. You leave it to us. I said, what are you going to do? They said, well, it can go on the list. We shall recommend immediately it goes on the list in danger.